Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Take me back to my office, Armand. I won't rest until I've made good on my word. I'll seal a deal with the devil myself to put a stop to the She-Hulk.
Sheriff, you're about to get that chance.
Oh! 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 Get off my driver! What's going on? Gas! Gas!
Sheriff Morris Walters slumps over and falls silent. As his car glides away into the night. And soon.
Where am I?
You are my guest, Sheriff. Huh?
Trask! Trask! Nicholas Trask! Trask! Why did you bring me here?
For your own good. I'm sure you'll agree. After all, being a family man myself, I know what you must be going through now that your daughter is dead.
I remember the rose you sent to my wife's funeral. Real touching, Trask, since it was your goons who killed her.
That was an accident. You were my intended victim, of course.
You snake!
Besides, I made it up to you in my own personal way. I punished them.
Punished? You had them murdered, and you sent me their ears. The only trophy I want is to see you, Trask, behind bars.
That is completely out of the question, Sheriff. But surely, I am not your only quarry. Is it possible that you have perhaps forgotten our mutual adversary? How about I'm about to do you a big favor. Nicholas Trask presses a few buttons on a controller. First, I think you should see what's behind this wall. Then I want you to ponder my proposal as we join our forces together to stop the savage She-Hulk. Nicholas Trask leads Sheriff Morris Walters into a large room of his warehouse factory. There are quite a few men standing around with cannon guns, ordering others to do warehouse work.
You're wasting your time, Trask. My mind's already made up, and the answer is no. I won't help you.
Come, Sheriff. deciding before all the facts are unfolded? That's hardly fair. You and I are a lot alike, Sheriff. After all, we both want order. First and foremost. The She-Hulk needs neither your authority nor mine. She disrupts my business and endangers your citizens. She killed your daughter. Working together, we will win. Working separately, we can only fail. We must, for this moment, put our differences aside. I have a demonstration I'd want you to witness.
Sheriff, help me! Help me! Moncton! Moncton, the man my daughter was defending in court against you, Trask! You have him lined up in front of that cannon! He hasn't got a chance! He's strapped down! He's defenseless!
At that exact instant, standing outside Nicholas Trask's warehouse,
I'm telling you, it's break and entering. You can't smash through these doors. Jen doesn't work that way.
In case you haven't got through your thick head, I've got news for you. I'm not Jen now. I'm the She-Hulk. And I'll do things my way.
The She-Hulk smashes through the wooden door.
If you're scared, kid. I never asked you to come along anyway.
Wait. Aw, nuts. I must have been out of my mind to think I could control her. Oh, now what? I feel like someone's behind me, watching me. I guess I better follow her before she gets too far ahead. Wouldn't want to be alone. Run into one of Nicholas Trask's tough guy thugs.
As we go inside.
See, Sheriff? You've got to trust me. The way Lou Moncton here did. And you won't be sorry.
Trust you! He took me at gunpoint, Sheriff! Let me think that I was gonna be shot dead where I stand right here!
What's the matter, Lou? You can't take a joke? Dramatize my demonstration for Sheriff Walters. That's all.
Some joke!
Well, that the laser-proof vest he's wearing Moncton would have been blasted to bits by the cannon and perished.
quick decision before the She-Hulk gets here. I'm giving you a chance to avenge your precious daughter's death.
The She-Hulk! The She-Hulk coming here! Now!
Yes, very soon, very soon. And this laser cannon is just the weapon you'll need to destroy her.
You, Trask, and you want me to save your ass?
That's out. That's out.
Hey, that must be her, the She-Hulk.
Think fast, Sheriff. Here's your cannon.
Take it! I don't trust you, Trask!
Now's my chance!
How do I know this isn't some kind of trick?
If you don't have the guts enough to get revenge for your own daughter, I'll do it! I'll do it! She stood up for me in court, and Moncton doesn't forget!
Moncton thinks for himself as he reaches for the ray gun cannon.
Soon as I strap this thing on, I'll use it against Trask instead.
Now, 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 now. I'll take it. I'll take it. But this doesn't change a thing between us, Trask. Not a single damn thing. I swore I'd get the She-Hulk for what she did to my little Jenny. Even if I have to deal with a snake like you, and I meant it, Trask.
Blasted. I blew my big chance.
You made the right decision, Sheriff. For me, that is. Ha! Huh. My gambit worked. The sucker fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Come on, Lou. While the sheriff gets in a shoot 'em up with the She-Hulk, we've got better things to do down below.
Like what?
You'll see. But first, I'll seal all exits above so my trap is complete. Wow, out on the street in front of the factory warehouse.
Zapper, what are you doing here? You should have been at the beach house with Jenny.
She wanted to come here.
What? You let her go inside alone? She could be killed, you klutz. We've got to go after her.
A second sooner, he would have seen me with the She-Hulk. Boy, you scared me. Why are you here anyway, Mr. Bukowski?
District attorney. Assistant district attorney by day. I'm a detective by night. I figured I'd do some nosing around of my own.
Whoa, what's this?
That gate just closed on us!
We're locked in!
Ahead, in an aisle stacked high with crates, whose telltale markings
betrayed a source of Nicholas Trask's high-tech equipment.
Quiet in here. All of a sudden, too quiet. Too quiet, as if I've walked into a trap.
Hold it! Right there, She-Hulk! I've got you at point blank! Surrender in the name of the law, or I'll shoot! I'll shoot with this cannon! I'll shoot!
Oh, no! It's Dad! It's Dad! It's Dad! It's Dad!
We will return to Savage She-Hulk number 4 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, what else do we have here? Okay.
Star Trek! A must for every Star Trekkie fan! This extraterrestrial galactic collection of goodies! Star Trek 3 3/4-inch movable action figures. Relive the movie and create your own wild adventures. Choose from Scotty, Dr. McCoy, Ilya, Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock. Each alien or Decker, each $3.99 or 4 for $14.99. Alien assortments not available until April, so buy now! Like the Turian, the Regellian, the Megarite, Klingon, Xenorite, and Belagosians. For large size action, choose the 12.5-inch fully posable version of with removable washable clothes. Available in Mr. Spock, Ilya, Captain Kirk, Decker, Octurian, or Klingon, each $13.95. Star Trek official Starfleet belt buckle and insignia. Comes complete with thermal sensor, ID card, belt, and insignia badge. The entire set for only $6.99. These products and much, much more when you send to Heroes World, Department A, 66 Morris Street, Morristown, New Jersey, zip 07960, Heroes World!
Okay.
Now there's Marvel Superheroes fun for everyone! Free with 5 proof of purchases. 2 fun-filled superheroes Presto Magic Dry Transfer Games by Papermate. Make your own pictures with the Incredible Hulk and the Amazing Spider-Man. In all, you get 2 adventure scenes and over 70 dry transfer pictures. Just rub the dry transfer pictures onto the scene to create exciting superhero adventures. To get your game free, mail 5 proof of purchases of Trix, Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs, Blueberry, Booberry, Frankenberry, or Count Chocula. 2 fun-filled superheroes Presto Magic Dry Transfer Games by Papermate. Send 5 proof of purchases to Presto Magic Dry Transfer Game Offer, Box 1297. Minneapolis, Minnesota, zip code 55460. Now there's Marvel Superheroes fun for everyone! Thor meets the Ricochet Monster. Thy malevolent masters from the outer galaxy have made thy strong Ricochet Monster, but now thou dost face the living God of Thunder!
own strength against me. What I hurl at thee, thou returnest back. If we proceed in this fashion, we gain naught but a checkmate. Therefore, I will hurl thee something thou wilt absorb and keep unto them thyself. Hostess fruit pies, apple and cherry. Thy evil masters made thee a creature of force, but knew nothing of the goodness of hostess fruit pies. In truth, thou wilt kept the light tender crust and the real fruit filling unto thyself. Mine mallet shall send thee back from whence thou came, and perhaps thy masters too shall fall under the spell of hostess fruit pies.
You get a big delight in every bite of hostess fruit pies in apple and cherry.
Woo-hoo. Take your hat off. Keep bumping into the microphone. Just remember it later when you leave.
We now return to The Savage She-Hulk number 4. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Ahead, in an aisle stacked high with crates, whose telltale markings betrayed a source of Nicholas Trask's high-tech equipment.
Quiet in here, all of a sudden. Too quiet. It's as if I've walked into a trap.
Hold it right there! Hold it right there, She-Hulk! I've got you point blank! Surrender in the name of the law or I'll shoot!
It's Dad! Oh no! It's Dad!
It's taking every shred of self-control I have to keep from killing you! Do remember, I'm an officer of the law! But you make one move, and so help me out!
How?
She-Hulk, as she stands in front of her father, as he holds the ray gun cannon.
How can I tell him? I'm really his daughter. I can't. He'd never believe me. Not now. But I can't let him just stand between me and Trask. I'll rush him. That's what I'll do. I'll rush him. I doubt he'll... doubt whether that weapon can hurt me anyway.
All right, I warned you! No, stop! Stop! You don't know what you're doing, Sheriff! Don't die!
The She-Hulk takes the full brunt of that blast and finds out the hard way that she can get hurt.
She's still breathing. She's just stunned. I got to help her.
Don't you think you're taking the student doctor bit a bit too far, Zapper? Helping her out? She's a killer! I tell you, I saw.
Appearances can be deceiving, man. Even an eyewitness can be wrong. You know that as well as I do, Mr. Assistant District Attorney. Since when did you appoint yourself a judge, jury, and executioner? The sheriff will tell you that. When it comes to human life, you can't take the law into your own hands.
She isn't human, Zapper.
Enough talk! Enough talk! Enough talk! Out of my way! Out of my way before I pull this trigger again! What? What? Pull this trigger again?
You are listening to a reading of The Savage She-Hulk, number 4, May, the year 1980.
Yeah. 10 years ago, a television phenomenon became a part of life, shared in 47 different languages, read in 469 publications, and seen by 1.2 billion people. A common experience remembered around the world. Now Paramount Pictures brings the memory to life. Star Trek, the motion picture, rated G.
This is CKUW.
Appearances can be deceiving. Even an eyewitness can be wrong. You know that as well as I do, Mr. Assistant District Attorney. Since when did you appoint yourself judge, jury, and executioner? The sheriff will tell you himself. When it comes to human life, you can't take the law into your own hand.
But the She-Hulk! She isn't human, Zapper.
Enough talk! Enough talk! My way before I pull this trigger again. What?
What, man?
And what is happening in an escape elevator elsewhere in the warehouse factory? Nice try, Moncton. Nice try. All that talk about avenging Jennifer Walters, when we both know that the She-Hulk didn't kill her. I know what you were up to. As he stands with Lou Moncton in the elevator, Nicholas Trask contemplates to himself. But you don't know what I saw through the eyes of that robot. Miss Jennifer Walters is the She-Hulk. That's why it gave me such satisfaction sending the sheriff out to destroy his own daughter. Unknowingly. Such irony. He'll be destroying himself too. That weapon works on emotional energy. And the feedback from using it will drive him mad, clinically insane. And soon, behold, Moncton, look. This is the payoff, my big secret project.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my Lord! What is it? What is it?
Nicholas Trask's answer will have to wait, because elsewhere,
there's no time for talk! The She-Hulk must die!
I got to think. I got to save Jennifer's life. Somehow, even if it means breaking her secret. Oh, shit, Sheriff, wait. I've got something to tell you.
But before Zapper can stutter out the first few words.
No. The She-Hulk can take care of herself.
We'll soon see about that. As for the both of you, I told you boys to move it, and I meant it.
Sheriff Walters hits Zapper and Bukowski with his gun.
He won't listen to reason. The sheriff's gone completely insane.
Now, before it's too late, I've got to make my move.
The She-Hulk jumps behind a forklift. She lifts it up high above her head and throws it as hard as she can.
I'll use this forklift. I'll hurl it as far as I can.
Thank you.
right, you deranged monster. Go ahead. Try to murder me like you did my daughter. And you missed me with that forklift.
The forklift goes through a brick wall, leaving a hole in there for Zapper and Bukowski to escape.
It worked. I made it an escape route for Bukowski and Zapper. Now you two get out of here. Get out of here now.
Now.
I see. I told you so. She wants to waste him. We've got to help. We've got to go get help. I just hope that he can kill her before she kills him.
Stay back! Stay back!
Very wrong with Dad. And I think I spotted what it is. It's the cannon itself. I got to get this gun off of him.
No, you can't. It's mine. Fine. I must use it to kill.
Don't you see?
See what she hope? See you, the one I hate? See the death in your eyes?
No, you fool! The gun's glowing! It's going to explode! There's not a second to spare! I'm throwing you!
The She-Hulk throws Sheriff Morris Walters, her father, through the hole in the brick wall.
There's not a second to spare before this thing blows!
The much maligned She-Hulk makes the supreme sacrifice, helping Sheriff Walters instead of herself, willing to lose her life to save his. She is destined to survive, though the shock is not without effects. And when when she wakes later as Jennifer Walters, she'll be glad to have Zapper there to help make excuses. It has been a long, long night. As dawn breaks, we find ourselves in a hospital room. Sheriff Morris Walters is on the bed, and he's just about to wake up.
What happened?
The She-Hulk. Where?
Relax, Sheriff. It's over. The She-Hulk roughed you up a little bit before she split the scene, Sheriff.
Yes, sir. You're safe now. When we got word at the office, we came down right away to see you here at the hospital, sir. But they say it's nothing too serious. It's just a sprained back. All of us at the office, on the force, we took up a collection. We didn't know exactly what to get you, sir. So we settled on this wheelchair, since you'll need it to get around.
we interrupt Peg City Groove for a special on-scene report from CKUW Mobile TV News Unit. The story broke at a warehouse on Ventura Avenue, where we find a district attorney and a surprise witness, Jennifer Walters, a local lawyer believed murdered. Her death was announced by the DA's office as a device to protect her from further assassination.
Jen! Jen! She's alive! She's alive! Jen! She's alive!
Sheriff! You're getting up out of the bed! Where are you going? You're racing off! What about your wheelchair, sir?
Who needs it? Who needs a wheelchair? My daughter's alive! My Jenny! She's alive! She's alive! And the only wheels I need now these days is the wheels of a screaming fast squad car! Just a ruse, a joke. What if? I couldn't think of it. I couldn't bear it.
The sheriff's car squeals to a stop at the scene.
Out of my way!
Let me through!
I've got to get through! You don't understand! I've got to see my daughter!
Hey, Cindy! Get this on camera. It's Sheriff Walters, Mr. Law and Order himself. And he's in his pajamas!
I know! I was in such a hurry, I forgot. I'm making a spectacle of myself in public. I'm in my bedclothes from the hospital. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't it? It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters. Nothing matters but my Jenny, my dear Jenny.
As Sheriff Walters goes in for a compassionate embrace of his daughter, Jennifer Walters ponders to herself,
"It's Dad, and he seems so happy to see me. Yet how can I forget only a few hours ago he was trying to kill me as the She-Hulk?"
Say, Zapper, is this the side of the sheriff I've never seen before?
Yeah, deep down where it counts, he's a human being, Bukowski. Unlike you.
I didn't dare dream it, but it's true. You're really alive. You're my little Jenny. You're alive. And I'm so glad to see you. I was always afraid to show my emotions. Afraid I'd lose you, like I lost your mother. Now I know I was wrong. I went crazy when I thought you were gone. When I realized I never told you. I love you.
Oh, Daddy.
I love you, too.
Next issue, Breaking Point. You have just listened to a reading of The Savage She-Hulk, number 4, May, the year 1980.
I got an opportunity to work with some talented, extraordinary people. And I want you to know that at this point in time in my life, I would like to use my life as a tunnel, a place for others with talent to go, to move through me. And I got an opportunity 10 years ago to introduce to you a talent, my baby. We did a movie together, and since then, I mean, he's just had blockbuster success with his album Off the Wall. Ladies and gentlemen, my baby, Michael.